Gold, silver, both?
It's both.
Both?
It's both. Veins of both.
I'll take 1,000 meters of gold and silver, wouldn't you?
You're going to have to go up and work in the mines, dude. Klondike experts say the remaining holes will be discovered in the next several weeks. So, with the results from our first 9 holes, our underground infill program is off to a strong start. This program is an important component, the strategy to establish continuity of the gold mineralizations that is hosted in a series of parallel vein-like zones.
Vein-like zones.
The gold rushes on. You know, when people will be flocking. They will be flocking.
Or the environmentalists will shut them down and we won't dig any of it.
Well, of course. Everybody wants their share.
Do I sound like a cynic sometimes?
Yeah, you do.
I know.
You do.
I got to improve my attitude.
It's all right. It's all right. We all have that attitude sometimes, especially when we don't really know what we're talking about.
Hey.
Assemblywoman Debbie Smith, she's a Democrat from Sparks. She said that she's going to forego seeking a 6th term in the assembly to run for the state Senate seat. It was vacated Wednesday by former Senate Sheila Leslie, Senator Sheila Leslie. She's also a Democrat. Smith said in a statement, "While I believe there are some very promising signs that things are beginning to get better in our state, we have a long way to go." Well, that's pretty generic, Smith.
Sounds like a politician.
She's running for the state Senate to continue fighting for better education system. Oh, that's new. Healthier economy and more efficient and effective government for Nevada. After spending the past few days talking with her family, friends, and community members, she feels it's the right decision at the right time.
So her family and friends said, you'd be good at it.
Yeah, you'd be good at it.
My mom tells me the same kind of thing all the time.
You'd be good at it?
Yeah, you'd be good at it, Jim.
You got to be kidding me.
Your mama's telling you, hey, mama. Hey, Jim's mama. Well, you might be. I mean, you stick to your guns. You are very, very conservative in your real mind.
I'd be like Sharon Engel. I'd be the one that nobody gets along with me because my mind.
Well, I don't know. I think people get along with Sharon. They just don't like everything she's saying.
And she sticks to it. That would be me.
I know it. I heard an interview with her. I heard an interview with her on another radio station. And she's talking about all the voting fraud going on.
Oh, I know.
I need to get her back.
It's one of my favorite issues.
She said in a state, and I'm just quoting, but I'm quoting wrong, I'm sure, but I'm just going to give you an example. Over 900 votes were cast in a state where people are dead. 900 and some people are dead, and they voted.
And we know.
You know why?
Don't even ask. We know they voted Democrat.
And you know why?
Why?
Because they're not requiring ID.
Right. Why don't we have ID when we vote?
Why is everybody just coming up with this now? I mean, I can't drive my car without ID.
Why can't they just rent a movie or buy a cigarette without ID, but we can vote.
But we can vote.
It's just crazy.
It is nuts. But that's all going to change, I'm sure, and she's on it.
And look what they do when we get on a plane. I mean, come on. They were feeling all over me yesterday.
They're feeling all over you?
Yes.
They find anything?
Shoot, I'm going to start requesting the female, you know, because if they're going to feel on me, okay, I might as well get some fun out of it.
Oh, that's so chauvinistic.
I know,
JP,
but...
don't go there.
The whole thing is disgusting. And the two people in front of me who they... What do you call that? Touch, feel, or what do you...
No,
what
frisk.
Is it? Frisk.
It's called frisk. That's what the cops
The two
call.
People in front of me were both handicapped, both had to struggle out of wheelchairs so that they could pat them down.
Well, they got
to
make...
Pat them down. That's the word I was looking for.
Oh, patting them down. Frisk. Yeah. Pat down. Yeah. You know, what's the difference? When they used to frisk you, they never used to pat on all your privates.
Yeah.
They used to just kind of frisk. So now it's really...
Of course, I made it worse for myself. Number one, I forgot to take my belt off.
But you took your attitude.
Went through again, and then I had coins in my pocket. I forgot I'd bought a drink and had some change. And
then you had your keys, and then because of the drink, you got
hostile. So he's looking at me like I'm either retarded or a terrorist.
Drunk, a terrorist.
What is wrong with this guy?
Or retarded. Oh, my God, save me.
The report came back that they found nothing on JP.
They could find
nothing. Hey, what do you mean by that?
Nothing at all.
Nothing?
Well, we've run out of time. We're going to come back with your common sense. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, stick around for JP's common sense. Coming up next hour, we hope Benice Knights of Fire El Dorado is going to be here to entertain us a little bit. We'll find out more about how you can be a LA street performer and then a superstar right here on Broadview.
1270, The Buzz.
You've heard that location is important, but when it comes to your business, location is everything. Here are 3 reasons why, as a business owner, you should consider Matley Properties. Location, location, location. How many people see your business every day? Would 1,000 be incredible? 10,000 amazing? If your place was at Matley Properties, which is located right off Highway 395, more than 200,000 people would drive by it every day. Every one of the companies located at Matley Properties lead in their respective occupations in our area. AMEC Engineering, Hanger Orthopedic Group, Pacific Medical, Reno Media Group, Tropical Penguin Scuba, and Sandy's Electronics. With their products and services combined with one of Reno's best locations, these companies together generate tens of millions of dollars every year. If you're considering relocation, Matley Properties offers competitive rates and gives your business a chance to be seen by over 200,000 people a day. For your office or retail space needs, call 848-9064.
Having financial needs? The tax season is here and the deadline is approaching. Cartlidge Cartlidge and Company started 52 years ago. They have been and still are the firm you can trust and rely on. They provide a wide variety of accounting, tax, financial management, and investment services tailor-made to meet your individual needs. Their job is to make your job easier so you can focus on what is important to you. They are the one stop for all your financial needs. Call Cartlidge Cartlidge at 826-3496. That's 826-3496 to see what they can do for you.
Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
Thank you for joining us on Broadview, my co-host, JP. One thing we didn't get to last week, and we need to this week, is that Bill Raggio died.
Yeah.
I had it on my notes, and you had it.
I had it on the list of discussion
topics. God bless America,
topics.
The oldest guy of life who... Wow, that was a shock. But it was natural causes, they say.
In Australia, so he was on vacation having fun.
He was on vacation having fun. And
maybe he got into some of that cocaine. I don't know.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, you just...
Don't you slander Bill Raggio. Not at this
accidentally,
point.
Accidentally, I mean. Accidentally.
No, he was just... He had some health problems. So anyway, God bless him. God bless his family.
Don't we all.
And all the work he did for Nevada. All right, let's get to JP's moment of common sense.
This past week, GM, which stands for either General Motors or Government Motors, depending on your viewpoint, announced that it was suspending production of the Chevy Volt. That's not a big surprise for anybody with common sense. Battery-powered cars were a great idea for the Lunar Rover in 1971, but if you think batteries are going to move cars down American highways 40 years later, I've got a box of moon rocks to sell you. It's not that electric cars are a bad idea, it's the batteries that are a bad idea. Once the engineers worked the kinks out of carbon nanotube capacitors and or fuel cells to run the electric motors, then we can think about electric cars. Meanwhile, no matter how much taxpayer money President Obama pours down the Chevy Volt toilet, and no matter how many speeches he gives bragging about it, nobody really wants to buy the stupid thing. Hence the GM's decision to stop making them. It's another embarrassment for Obama. On top of all the solar plants and windmill companies he shoveled money into that are now bankrupt or laying off employees. According to Obama, next in line to slurp from the federal money spigot will be algae companies. Seriously, he thinks we can produce power from algae. Pond scum. Whether that's possible or not is irrelevant. The two things we know for sure are that putting the federal government in charge will guarantee failure, and the Democrat Party will collect millions of dollars from companies who want federal money for algae research. That's the two things we know for sure. This is why Michael Savage calls liberalism a mental disease. It's not just that humanity spent the 20th century experimenting with various forms of centralized government power that all failed, all of them turning into oppressive, inefficient monstrosities and causing three world wars, but also that we can list so many ideas where the federal government couldn't deliver, yet liberals keep expecting government solutions for problems. When you keep doing something that doesn't work, that's the definition of mental illness. Everything the federal government touches turns into a miserable failure, even things that were working perfectly before the federal government got involved, like light bulbs. Light bulbs worked perfectly from the moment Thomas Edison invented them until the feds mandated CFLs, which cost more, make less light, and are full of poisonous mercury. And toilets. Toilets were invented centuries ago and worked just fine, thank you, until the government decided to mandate smaller water tanks to save water. Now we stand there looking at our own poop and flushing repeatedly, probably using more water than we did before. And after we use the toilet, we stand under government-mandated low-flow shower heads trying to rinse the soap off our bodies. How about our schools? Schools were pretty much the same for millennia. teachers who know the subject explaining it to students who don't. Then Jimmy Carter decided we needed a federal Department of Education, so now teachers are forced to ignore the students' needs and teach them how to pass federal tests instead. By the way, speaking of Jimmy Carter, he thought we could produce power from algae too. That's almost 40 years ago. Do I need to mention Social Security? It used to be that people saved money for their twilight years on their own. In 1935, the federal government got involved and started making people save money. This is a simple concept. Deduct money from paychecks, put it into a trust fund, pay benefits to retirees. But after 75 years of management by the federal government, there isn't one penny in the trust fund, just a pile of IOUs. Watching the federal government in action is like watching a sitcom on television. A friend sent me an email yesterday pointing out that the U.S. Department of Agriculture is proud to be distributing more food stamps than ever before in its history. But the U.S. Department of the Interior warns people not to feed wild animals because they might grow dependent and forget how to take care of themselves. What can you do but laugh at stuff like that? The word sitcom is short for situation comedy, an entertainment genre featuring characters who share the same common environment in every episode. That's us. We're living in the federal government sitcom with a new story every week about the government taking over a new aspect of our lives and screwing it up. At some point, we need to regain our sanity and cancel this show before it's too late. That's today's dose of common sense.
I don't like the word poop. I don't like that word used on my show.
That's what you have poop. To say. About yeah. my words of wisdom.
No, but it is words of wisdom. I absolutely agree with most of it. The only thing I don't agree with is I am an algae eater. I mean, I could hook myself to that window right now and get a daily dose of algae.
Are
I'm
you
a
serious?
Blue-green. Yes, I'm a blue-green algae okay. eater. I have for years. Keeps me healthy. And it is the oldest plant on the planet. And it may be the smartest decision Obama ever
made. But he's talking about making power from it, not
you can.
Eating it.
You can make power from it as well. It is the oldest plant on the planet. It's been here first. And there is many, many things that they haven't used that algae can help us with. So we do need some research into algae, just like we do into magnetism.
So you're an algae fan.
I'm an algae eater. My dad says, ooh, look at you. If he sees an aquarium, he goes, oh, there's Jay.
Algae
sucker on the fish tank window. Blue-green algae from Klamath Falls. It's very good for your body. The cell of it is pure food. It's alive.
But listen, if you want to stand up and start licking the window, just go for it.
Well, hey.
It might make better TV than radio.
Well, and power. I mean, there are many things. I'm just saying, there are many things to learn from algae. So that might be a good decision. I mean, you can laugh at him if you want, because I do. But this might be one good decision. You know?
Okay, if there's power in algae, let somebody figure it out. Don't let the government get involved.
No, don't let the government get involved. You're right. We have to privatize everything we do. Privatize. You got any money?
What do you mean?
For an investment. Let's invest.
I think if I had money to invest, that would probably be the last thing I invest.
What would you invest in if you had money, honestly?
Oil wells. I think there's tons of oil in the ground.
God, are you kidding me?
There is so much oil up in North Dakota right now, I think any money that goes up there is smart money.
You are such a freak.
Yeah.
Oil.
We're always going to need energy, and the best source of energy
is
fossil fuels.
But we're getting out of that.
We're not.
We're depleting our planet of fossil fuels.
Not. Yeah, we are.
It's a myth.
Oh, a myth. Okay. A myth. I mean, how much can you take out of the ground?
And we've got another big argument coming up next
yeah,
hour.
Yeah, we do. we do. And we are going to go at it. Stay with us because next hour we're going to talk about the Rush Limbaugh thing. I can't wait.
And he was right.
Oh, my God. I can't wait. And Benici is going to be here, too, to entertain us. So right now, though, I had a conversation about the market. You know, we hit over 13,000. What's the matter? Let's go for it. Oh, here he comes. What's happening?
It's almost 3 minutes. We have less than two.
Oh, we can't do it?
No, you have to wait till next hour. Sorry.
Did you give me my signal?
Yeah, I did. Give you a signal.
Broken
like
arm? Though. I thought you were flipping me off. No, you
she couldn't see the signal because she was licking on the window.
All right, spite me for that.
It's all smeared up now. You can't see Sean give his signal.
Oh, see, I knew I shouldn't give myself up. You got to be careful what you tell people
because
they use it against you.
I will be reminding you that you're an algae fan for the next.
Coming up, it's all right. I'll outlive you. That's for dang sure. So coming up next hour in our politics segment after the news, we're going to talk about, of course, conservative publisher Breitbart.
Oh, that just hurt my heart.
43 years old, he died.
That hurt me more than
he was young. Yeah, we'll talk about him. We got other things to talk about. We got so much. We love Rush Limbaugh. I didn't even like to say his name. I didn't even like to give him airtime on my show. But I love to talk about a fool. So we'll be talking about that when we come back. Oh, he's an idiot, and I'll tell you why.
I'll tell you why.
We got more in politics, and we also got the big Super Tuesday coming up. So we'll talk about that. So please stay with us. You're with Broadview, and there's a lot more to come. You're right here on KBZZ Sparks Reno. Your news is next, and then we'll be back.
CBS News. I'm Sam Litzinger. Ohio Governor John Kasich says it's a rough time for his state.
We're knocked down, but we're not knocked out, and we'll be back.
Ohio was one of the states hit hard by yesterday's tornadoes. At least 38 people killed. Crews expect that number to rise as they dig through debris. Hundreds of people have been hurt. West Liberty, Kentucky has been hit twice this week by tornadoes.
Just a big, loud roar just coming through, and you just seen it forming, and it's come right straight down to the ground, and then all the debris was just going in circles.
No estimate on damages from the tornadoes, but it's going to be big. Radio talk show host Rush Limbaugh is apologizing for the words he used to describe a Georgetown college student who talked about having insurance pay for contraception.
What does it say about the college co-ed Susan Fluke, who goes before a congressional committee and essentially says that she must be paid to have sex?
What he's issued a statement saying he chose the wrong words, was trying to be humorous, and didn't mean a personal attack. Caucus day in Washington state, a chance for voters there to give a boost to their favorite GOP candidates.
Is there any caucus that does not have these two portions signed in? They got to be filled in with your address of the caucus chair and the caucus secretary. If that does not happen before you guys leave today, your precincts will not be valid. So I really need that done, and I need it done.
Ron Paul has been spending money in the state trying to get a good showing, but the real action today is in Ohio, where the other candidates are campaigning hard ahead of the Super Tuesday contest. Reporter Greg Saber tells us about the first of three funerals for victims of that shooting in Chardon, Ohio.
It was a 20-mile funeral procession for 16-year-old Daniel Parmator to St. Mary's Church here in Chardon, Ohio. The church filled to capacity and hundreds outside in bitter cold high wind.
We should all be here. The whole town of Chardon should be here.
Next week, services for Demetrius Hewlin and Russell King, two other students who died in Monday's shootings at Chardon High School. Greg Saber for CBS News, Chardon, Ohio.
Syrian forces are again shelling the city of Homs 2 days after the army fought its way into the rebel stronghold of Baba Amr. Activists say government forces are now targeting neighborhoods where residents have fled. Spokesman Sean McGuire with the Red Cross says President Assad's regime is still blocking aid convoys.
The humanitarian situation has been worsening day by day and hour by hour. We've been calling for us to be given access to get relief, to get assistance into people, and we've only been able to do so sporadically. We need to be able to do more.
The Syrian government cites safety concerns. Forensic scientists have created facial reconstructions of two sailors whose remains were found in the turret of the USS Monitor. The ironclad Union warship sank 150 years ago in rough seas southeast of Cape Hatteras. The scientists based the facial reconstructions on the skulls of the two men in hopes of identifying them. This is CBS News.
Motorcyclists